Mr. President, UNICEF welcomes the reports of the Working Group and this interactive dialogue. UNICEF thanks the Working Group for drawing attention to cases of forced removals of children from their parents and extrajudicial killings of children during anti-drug operations. UNICEF shares the Working Group's concern about the disproportionately low rates of access to high-quality education and healthcare and the overrepresentation of children of African descent in the juvenile justice system. In addition to affecting children's physical and mental health, these disparities result in long-term barriers for overall progress and empowerment, deepening intergenerational deprivation and poverty. UNICEF urges states to facilitate children's participation in the fight against racial discrimination. This includes enabling children to exercise their rights to freedom of peaceful assembly. In this context, it is crucial to address racial stereotypes among law enforcement officials that result in over-policing, racial profiling, persistent surveillance and control, harsher sentencing, and the prevailing of racial bias over age, denying children of African descent systemic protections that are normally accorded to children. UNICEF calls on states to take immediate action to prevent and address racial discrimination and inequality faced by children of African descent, including in the administration of justice, law enforcement, education and health, and to ensure that every child can live and grow to their full potential, free of discrimination. UNICEF stands ready to support. Thank you.